Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney is on the line. He's a House freshman who represents South Carolina's 5th District and serves on the House Budget Committee. Representative Mulvaney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you heard that phrase, now we're out of time. Scott Horsley, our reporter, quoting the president. You said on the House floor this week you don't believe all these warnings about the credit default. Why not?
Well, if you take a look at the law, you look at a couple things. Number one, the Social Security checks can go out on August 3rd without an increase in the debt ceiling. The president has the legal authority to do that and the money with which to do that. The money is in the trust fund. And the law specifically provides for exactly this circumstance. So the checks can absolutely go out on August 3rd if the president wants them to. Similarly, there's law that empowers Secretary Geithner to pay the interest on the debt and prevent a default on August 3rd and well beyond that. And again, just as importantly, there's plenty of money coming in with which to pay the debt as it comes due and pay the interest on that debt. So there's no need for a default. There's no need for Social Security checks not to go out. So to a certain extent, I do think, yeah, there's a good bit of politics driving the brinksmanship here.
Do you think the deadline is phony?
I think deadline is very soft. I've been very clear with people that if we do not raise the debt limit, there will be pain. There is no question about it. Government contracts will not be paid. Government workers will not be paid. But it is not accurate to say that we will automatically default on the debt, nor is it accurate to say we will not make the we cannot make the Social Security payments on August 3rd.
But are you just talking about timing, or do you think the consequences are not that serious?
Well, I think the consequence of not paying government workers is pretty serious. The consequence of not living up to government contracts is serious. But a lot of what's driving this mm-hmm. fear amongst the seniors, for sure, is that they're not going to get their checks. And I'm saying that's not accurate. And certainly there's this worry on Wall Street that there'll be a default on our bonded indebtedness. And I'm saying that doesn't need to happen either. I'm not saying that things are going to—you can't go from spending 100 cents on the dollar to 53 cents on the dollar, which is what we'd be doing, without pain. There absolutely will be pain and difficulty, but there will not be a default, nor will there be a failure to send out Social Security checks.
Well, Wall Street seems to be worried because they think the Congress can't and the president can't reach an agreement. Is Speaker Boehner free to strike a deal, or do you think he's beholden to members of your caucus?
I think we're not trying to find a deal. We're trying to find a solution. And I enjoyed your piece. I was listening on the phone when it was running and said, can the House Republicans get to yes? Can they say yes to anything? That was the president's question. And I think what's getting lost in this is that we've already said yes to something. One of the most conservative bodies in Washington right now, in fact, the most conservative body, has already said yes to a plan that would raise the debt ceiling by $2.4 trillion. It's called Cut, Cap, and Balance, probably the only. It is the only plan that's passed. It's the only plan that's been offered on a bipartisan basis that has passed. We have said yes to the debt ceiling increase already. We're waiting for somebody else to say yes to that plan.
Yeah. Let me ask you, in the about 30 seconds we have left, Congressman, are you willing to the United States default on its obligations, be it August 2nd or some date shortly thereafter?
We're going to default sooner or later if we don't change things. I think it's disingenuous for us to say if we simply raise the debt ceiling, all of our problems go away. If we don't deal with the problem now, we're simply putting off the inevitable for another day.
Congressman Mick Mulvaney of South Carolina, who's a member of the House Budget Committee, thank you very much for being with us, Congressman.
Thank you.